A reading from the Gospel of John. There was a man named Lazarus, who lived in a village of Bethany with his two sisters, Mary and Martha, and he was ill. It was the same Mary, the sister of the sick man Lazarus, who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. The sisters sent this message to Jesus, "Lord, the man you love is ill." On receiving the message, Jesus said, "This sickness will end not in death, but in God's glory. And through it, the Son of God will be glorified." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was for 2 more days before saying to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea." The disciples said, "Rabbi, it is not long since the Jews wanted to stone you. Are you going back again?" Jesus replied, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? A man can walk in the daytime without stumbling because he has the light of this world to see by. But if he walks at night, he stumbles because there is no light to guide him." He said that and then added, "Our friend Lazarus is resting. I am going to wake him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he is able to rest, he is sure to get better." The phrase Jesus used referred to the death of Lazarus, but they thought that by rest he meant sleep. So Jesus put it plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, because now you will believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, known as the twin, said to the other disciples, "Let us go too and die with him." On arriving, Jesus found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. Bethany is only about 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to sympathize with them over their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus had come, she went to meet him. Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, he will grant you." "Your brother," said Jesus to her, "will rise again." Martha said, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection. If anyone believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who was to come into this world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in a low voice, "The Master is here, and he wants to see you." Hearing this, Mary got up quickly and went to him. Jesus had not yet come into the village. He was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were in the house sympathizing with Mary saw her get up so quickly and go out, they followed her, thinking that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary went to Jesus, and as soon as she saw him, threw herself at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." At the sight of her tears and those of the Jews who followed her, Jesus said in great distress, with a sigh that came straight from the heart, "Where have you put him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept, and the Jews said, "See how much he loved him." But there were some who remarked, "He opened the eyes of the blind man. Could not he have prevented this man's death?" Still sighing, Jesus reached the tomb. It was a cave with a stone to close the opening. And Jesus said, "Take the stone away." And Martha said to him, "Lord, by now he will smell. This is the fourth day." Jesus replied, "Have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing my prayer. I knew indeed that you always hear me, but I speak for the sake of all these who stand round me, so that they may believe it was you who sent me." When he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, here, come out." And the dead man came out, his feet and hands bound with bands of stuff and a cloth round his face. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him, let him go free." Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. As I talk to you today, I'm just returning from the funeral of a friend, Dana Palat. Dana had a rare lung disease, and he died waiting for a lung transplant. But a virus got him first, and he contracted pneumonia. And they gave him drugs, but he didn't respond. And there came a point when the pneumonia was getting worse, and they wanted to put him on a breathing machine, a ventilator, and Dana couldn't talk, but he wrote a note, "No, let me die in peace." Dana wanted to go and be with his Lord. He was ready. And he was ready to be with his twin brother who had died before him, and with his mother, and with all who had gone before. Death was not the enemy. As I think of Dana and the way he died, I think of Martha and Mary, and the fact that neither one of them asked Jesus to raise their brother Lazarus from the dead. Think of that moment when Mary fell at his feet, saying, "I know if you were here, he would not have died." But she was happy to be with him in her grief. That was enough to be with Jesus because she loved Jesus, and Jesus loved her. What will we do when death is there at our hand? Do we love God? Or are we forever enamored of what God does for us? And particularly when we're facing death, will we say, "God, keep this away from me"? Or will we say, "I've lived my life with you and for you, and now it's time to be with you completely"? Lent is really a time to look at our faith, and a time to say, do we really believe in God, or do we believe in what God might do for us? Do we love God?